Preface of Plunkett of Tammany Hall, a series of very plain talks on very practical politics. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mike Venditti. Plunkett of Tammany Hall, a series of very plain talks on very practical politics by George Washington Plunkett. Preface. This volume discloses the mental operations of perhaps the most thoroughly practical politician of the day, George Washington Plunkett, Tammany leader of the 15th Assembly District, sachem of the Tammany Society, and chairman of the Elections Committee of Tammany Hall, who has held the offices of state senator, assemblyman, police magistrate, county supervisor, and alderman, and who boasts of his record in filling 4 public offices in 1 year and drawing salaries from 3 of them at the same time. The disclosures that follow were delivered by him from his rostrum, the bootblack stand in the county courthouse, at various times in the last half dozen years. Their absolute frankness and vigorous unconventionality of thought and expression charmed me. Plunkett said right out what all practical politicians think but are afraid to say. Some of the discourses I published as interviews in the New York Evening Post, the New York Sun, the New York World, and the Boston Transcript. They were reproduced in newspapers throughout the country, and several of them, notably the talks on the curse of civil service reform and honest graft and dishonest graft, became subjects of discussions in the United States Senate and in college lectures. There seemed to be a general recognition of Plunkett as a striking type of the practical politician, a politician, moreover, who dared to say publicly what others in his class whisper among themselves in the city hall corridors and the hotel lobbies. I thought it a pity to let Plunkett's revelations of himself as frank in their way as Rousseau's confessions perish in the files of the newspapers. So I collected the talks I had published, added several new ones, and now give to the world in this volume a system of political philosophy which is as unique as it is refreshing. No New Yorker needs to be informed who George Washington Plunkett is. For the information of others, the following sketch of his career is given. He was born, as he proudly tells, in Central Park, that is, in the territory now included in the park. He began life as a driver of a cart, then became a butcher's boy, and later went into the butcher business for himself. How he entered politics, he explains in one of his
sample complete. Ready to continue?